Hey y'all, it's Dave Santander, and today, well, yesterday I started doing this new thing. Talk about being new at stuff again. I started learning how to type for the first time, or second time, I guess. The first time that I learned how to type was in elementary school, or middle school, but it didn't work, because I didn't care and I wasn't paying attention, and I just decided to go do other stuff. Trouble focusing and all that, and wanting to just like talk and make noise with the people around. So I found this online, this free program. It's called like typing. I'll talk about it again. I'll put a link to it or something. Typing, type school or typing class, but it's to learn how to touch type again. And oh my God, it was so hard. It was so hard, and it was so humbling to be so bad at this thing. Like, so basically what you do is you rest your fingers on the board and you rest your fingers on the home keys, right? If you're a touch typist, you know, but you know, so this isn't anything new, but like my experience of it was crazy. Rest your fingers on the home keys and you can't look at the keyboard while you're learning. And I've been using a keyboard for 20 years and I still don't know where the keys are. Like, my brain had learned to not remember where most of the keys are, except for like a couple. So that's where the what are they called, hunt and peck method, where you're just like, you're looking in and you poke, and you have to look at the keyboard. So I don't know how to touch type yet. So what this program has you do is it has you train muscle memory so that your fingers start to automatically hit keys. They're automatically hitting the right keys. So you start by training the two index fingers, and you go back and forth between the index fingers, and then you train the middle fingers, and then you train the ring fingers, and then you train the pinkies. Then you train, you know, somewhere in there you train the first finger and the second finger. Then you train the first finger and the second finger and the third thing, so it aggregates. Oh my God, it was so challenging. I was hardly breathing the whole time while I was doing it. I would go through like a minute and a half of an exercise, and then I'd be like, I did not take a breath at all during that thing. It was so nerve-wracking. So it was just so humiliating. Humiliating, yeah, but humbling to be so new at something again. So I type at a blistering 10 words or 13 words per minute. And it's just hilarious. It was so I finished training. I had so many thoughts around this. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. First of all, it's super cool that this thing is free and it's actually kind of fun. And Jenny and I were doing it together, so that was fun. But just the ability to use this program to retrain muscle memory. So the interesting thing about that is like, okay, a lot of Qigong and Kung Fu is training unconscious, you're training consciously to create an unconscious tract in your mind. So for example, breathing practices, you do your breathing practices, maybe you do some regulatory breathing practices to regulate the depth and rate of breath, or maybe you do some deep breathing practices to increase the depth of your breath or whatever. Maybe you try to just breathe more vigorously to have stronger breath overall, or maybe you hold your breath to train breath holding, etc. Well, you don't walk around in the world trying to hold your breath for 2 minutes and then catch your breath for 2 minutes if you're doing a breath holding exercise. Like, that's not how you walk around on a normal basis. So what was interesting was Jenny said to me, she's like, I started typing and I'm like, oh, I'm not using any of the new habits that I just learned. She's like, well, you know, don't form bad habits. And I said, you know, that's a good point. But the way that I had learned Kung Fu and the way that I had learned Qigong was to learn the new habit, upload the new habit into your psyche, into your consciousness, into your muscle memory. And then when you go out in the world, just live and don't think about it and allow those unconscious things to come out. And if you need to like check in through the day and be like, oh, I have a bad posture, oh, I'm not breathing, like that's fine, whatever. That's human, but it's also easy to get stuck in thinking about that all the time. And that's why we do the like, you know, Zuobishi in the beginning of our practice, or Kaijo Lenshin Gong at the end, we do, or maybe like when you sit down to do a practice, you ring a bell, or you light some incense on it to signal to your body and to signal to your mind, now it's time to start practicing and learning a new way of being. And then at the end, we do something to signify the end of the practice, like Kaju Menchen Gong, which is a clapping practice, or any of the other practices that we do at the end, or, you know, we rub our hands and activate our eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and skin, the five senses that connect us to the outside world, that we do to signify we're no longer in the training mode, but we're in the living mode. And then you go about your day-to-day life, and you don't think about it. And then you go back to train, and then you go back to life, and you go back to train, you go back to life. And that, the repetition of that is what's important. Like, so for me, it was funny to be like, oh, I'm not going to, like, put my fingers on the home keys. Like, I don't know where any of the keys are. But what I found was super interesting is that if I didn't think about, after I had trained the new muscle memory, if I didn't think about what key I was hitting and I just reacted without thinking, my unconscious knew the right answer. But if I started thinking, there was this, like, where is that key? I don't know where that key is. That thought or that series of thought cascade or whatever that neural path was not functional. It wasn't quick. But the reactionary one, if I didn't think about it, all of a sudden I could hit the right key. But then I'd get in my head and I'd think about it and I'd get in the way. It was just so, so cool to, like, have this tool to look at the psyche and look at how the psyche works. And it was like seeing the qigong in it, right? Seeing the practice, the merit of practice. So qi meaning, like, metabolic force or energy, and then gong meaning practice. And gongfu means the practice and the merit of practice, right? So you practice something for years and years, for 50 years or 20 years or 10 years. After a while, something becomes so reflexive that you don't even notice really that you do it. It just happens, kind of, right? You don't really have to think so much about technique. You've just become so steeped in it that you can do this thing basically effortlessly. Like, if you've ever seen a musician or a singer, right, or, you know, bass player or guitar player or drummer or something, or whatever that thing is, that art form or whatever that is that you love so much that maybe you're trying to learn, or whatever, something like that has caught your attention and you're like, wow, that's really virtuosic, or that's really incredible. Or maybe it's a writer, or maybe it's somebody on TV, or you see them do this thing and it's like effortless. It's because they've put thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours into doing that thing. So what had got me on board with this typing program was that they said, the ad, like the copyright, the copywriting or the ad on the page for the website to get you to use the program itself, it had said to, you know, if you practice for 20 minutes a day, for 1 to 2, like, all you have to do is practice for 20 minutes a day for 1 to 2 weeks, which for me is great, because, like, I'm not going to do that for a month or 2 months or 3 months. I don't care. I don't want to. I'd rather just hunt and peck or find dictation software or something. Like, I'll find another way. But 1 to 2 weeks, I can do that. I can commit to that. So that was interesting to see, like, my own mind reflected in that. Like, okay, how much of a commitment can I make to this thing? How much of a time commitment am I willing to put in? And, you know, but they were super clear about expectations. Like, you're going to have to repeat this thing, but not for as long as you might be thinking. It's very easy to be like, oh, I need to do this every single day for 3 hours a day, like, and then fall off. They say that the beginning heart lasts but 3 days, right? Like, you say, like, you know, New Year's Eve, you're going to the gym. New Year's Day, you're going to the gym. And by the third of the month, you're eating cake and sleeping in. Like, so I think setting that clear expectation from the site is that this is the dosage. This is the dosage that you need, the maximum dosage or the minimum dosage of utilizing the software and of studying and practicing in order to get the desired result, which is a fluency of the ability to use the keyboard. So something that's interesting, there's a guy named Benny, I think it's Goodman, he calls himself Benny the Irish Polyglot. He talks about learning languages and learning skills, and he calls it language hacking. So he's got his own system for doing that. But he says you got to follow his system, and if you want to learn a language, then, so the name of his book is Fluent in 3 Months, How to Learn Any Language, How to Be Fluent in Any Language in 3 Months. And it's part of his recipe is learn, you know, put away 2 hours every day and study for 2 hours every single day and like mean it and want it and do it. And after 3 months, you'll be fluent in that language, which I think is super cool. And he, you know, he's like, you know, talk from, you know, speak with people in that language from day one and learn the stuff that gets you around in the language rather than learning like the hardcore grammar, which is kind of what they taught in school mostly. They focus a lot on that. So anyway, not that this isn't about, you know, language fluency or anything like that, but, you know, talking about how much you need to do, like, you don't go to the gym once and then you're fit. You gotta keep going and keep doing it and creating a lifestyle around it. So I thought that was interesting. It was a fun experience. It was so freaking hard. I just like, oh my God. But they gamified it. It was a gamified program, so it wasn't so bad. So anyway, that was my experience. It was fun. It was hard. But now I know how to type it 13 words a minute. And I'm going to get a little bit better every day. And then if I do this for 2 weeks, then maybe I won't have to do this ever again. So I'll let you know. Let you know how it goes. But thanks for listening. And I hope this provided some kind of insight. And talk soon. Bye-bye.